conservative just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, right here, Alabama. And I mean, y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Got a few more text messages, then I got some breaking news for you. Gary from Decatur says, Christmas in 99. Heading to the Gulf. Wow. Yeah, there's a memory for you. Appreciate you, man. Jeff from Indiana. Phil, I'm here at the Christmas back in the day. Here I am at Christmas back in the day with our silver tree and my cowboy outfit with Santa Claus back when I didn't have a care in the world. I miss those times. Them's good times. Is that, man, what an awesome picture. And by the way, for those of y'all that don't know, this is the picture of little bitty Jeff from Indiana. That's good. That's good. And then a brand new texter in the lines who refers to himself as Keith from Parts Unknown says he wants a Trump RFK ticket. Interesting. I don't think it's going to happen.
Maybe it would happen in the unknown place.
I'm pretty sure the bylaws of the National Republican Party would prevent putting a non-Republican on the presidential ticket. But I could see him having a potential cabinet position. By the way, RFK he's got some libertarian views. He's got a lot of Democrat views. He was anti-vax, but he's like super Green New Deal kind of guy. So he's got a mixed bag. Devin from Brownsboro said, I used to see so many Salvation Army bell ringers. I haven't seen the first one while shopping. I miss it. Yeah, you know, that's a thing. And what's also interesting is how many places began to take issue with the bell because they found it to be a nuisance. How dare you have the bell ringing? I used to ring the bell quite a bit in Gadsden. And, oh, Rayson from Hawaii just checked it in. Man, I haven't... Rayson, so good to hear from you, brother. He says, aloha and mele kalikimaka. I think I said that right. Brother Phil, my prayers of gratitude for Jesus Christ, our armed forces, and to our ruffian brothers and sisters. Thank you, Rayson.
Merry Christmas.
You're out there. Yeah, it's very cool. All right, so here's some breaking news for you. We're not going to spend the whole show on Trump like we did a couple days ago. Not that that's bad, just that, you know, we got other things to talk about today, too. But there is a breaking news piece. So the Trump legal actions, it does not relate to Chicago per se, but you know that the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, has been neck deep in trying to basically get Trump on trial by March. I think he had a March 5th or March 4th trial date, which, by the way, was one day before Super Tuesday primaries. Tell me that wasn't planned. What he's trying to do is get Trump convicted before he can get elected. That's his goal. Which is galling to me because in an effort to seek justice, one would think that you're coming at it from the determination of we need to have a solid case built, we need to work this piece, and if he's truly guilty, we will prove our day. Not rush, 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 gotta have it, hurry, 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 the election's coming. That's the way it feels. Anyway, Trump had a major victory today. So just so you know, Jack Smith, a special prosecutor, had actually applied to the U.S. Supreme Court directly, had filed a motion with the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene on the question of whether or not Trump would have presidential immunity in some of what is being investigated by Jack Smith. Trump obviously believes he did. Jack Smith wants someone to say, please, that he doesn't so he can prosecute him on any number of, you know, crazy charges. The Supremes said, we will not be taking that case up. Go see the lower courts like you're supposed to. Because what Jack Smith had done was a complete end around. He filed his motion direct to the Supreme Court as opposed to going through the lower appellate courts who would then be appealed up again. Why? Because he's trying to get it done as quick as possible so he can get back to his March 5th trial date. It didn't work. It's a big win for Trump. If I'm reading all this right, it's a big win for Trump right now because the trial court judge has said until the Supreme Court has had a chance to rule or this question is answered on appeal, We are freezing everything at the trial court level. We will not be going forward. Everybody stop what you're doing. No more proceedings for the time being. Guess what? That stay is still in place. It is hard to imagine now that Jack Smith will be able to regroup, file with the lower appellate court, get something back, have to deal with then Trump either appealing it or Jack Smith getting handed something he doesn't want, and then having to maybe deal with the U.S. Supreme Court again for a second time. All that to say, major blow to Jack Smith's special counsel today in his effort to try and prosecute Trump as quickly as he possibly can. Well, let me go to the phones real quick. Is that Sparky? Sparky from Harvest. How are you doing, my brother?
Hey, I'm really good. And, Jack Smith has got about as much credibility as the Colorado Supreme Court. So
yeah.
I think we see where this is all going.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, anyway, I really called just to say to you and Butters and the whole crew there, happy Christmas. I hope have a blessed and peaceful holiday, and let's hope the news is boring. So you don't have that much to talk about when you come back.
that's exactly right. It's been too much of a target-rich environment lately. I think we could use a little boring right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. And all my blessings and prayers for our forward-deployed guys and gals out there in uniform. They're still doing a tough job. They probably had a tougher job than you and I had out there away from home at Christmas time, because at least we had some serious leadership at the top who had the right priorities back when you and I were in.
Yeah.
And I'm praying for these young guys and girls that things turn around and they get a commander-in-chief and some leaders in the Pentagon who establish priorities on war fighting, winning wars, preparing for actually doing your job instead of all the woke wonderfulness.
And I second that, Sparky. Thank you for your service. By the way, Spark, were you ever deployed during Christmas?
Oh, I was. Yeah, I was in the Saudi Arabia and Iraq for the first Gulf War for obviously Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, whatever. Yeah, we got by. Me and the lads, we managed to have quiet celebrations of our own.
Well, we appreciate you, and Merry Christmas to you and yours, man.
All right, all my best.
Thanks. Good dudes, man. We got the best audience in the world, Butters. I'd put them up against anybody. This is the best audience in the world. Bunch of right side ruffians, man. This is awesome. Brian from Huntsville has texted in and says, wow, I thought the accused was guaranteed a quick and speedy trial, but not the court. Yeah, it's exactly right. Going back to that thing with, this is what happens. It really almost ties into the first dipper I'm going to do in a minute. The wages of wokeness. When you're absolutely out there on the left, just pushing, eventually it comes back to bite you. Well, Jack Smith just got, I don't know what the vote count was, by the way. We'll see later on what the court's vote count was, if anything, but they just didn't take it. They said basically, nah. That's what they said, nah. Ain't going to happen. And so Jack Smith is now on his heels going, crap, now what do I do? Because my mission was to get Trump. And it's slowed down a bit.
Can he go file something else somewhere else?
Yeah. He could take the exact same thing he filed, retool it for the lower appellate courts, file it like he's supposed to of the first time, and then see where it goes from there. But then, you know, the process can be ponderous depending upon the court's docket. Now, they'll recognize this as being a case of some novelty and the time is of the essence, so they may bump it to the top of their queue. But it's still going to be, here we are in the holidays. I mean, judges have holidays too. You're looking at probably second week of January before everybody gets back on track and be able to pick up something. He's got to first get it filed. And then on top of that, I would bet that they're still looking at weeks away. There may be February before he gets a ruling from the lower appellate courts, which if Trump doesn't like the ruling, you know what he's going to do. He's going to appeal it to the Supremes, and then you got another delay. So I just think, yeah, Jack Smith got his backside handed to him, man. Good on him. Beth from Huntsville just texted in and says, boring equals peace. Yeah. I'm for some boring right now.
Yeah, boring would be, although I don't know. I guess boring's relative. Has it ever really been boring? The world just keeps churning, right?
The world does keep churning, but I just pray that we're not coming back on, next week and going, so while we were gone... I'll tell you what, Butters, let's go ahead and take the break about a minute and a half earlier than usual. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. I'm going to jump into the first dipper. The wages of wokeness. So, wow, y'all. I mean, when you get so woke that all you're doing is unhinging your own ability to do the things you thought you were going to do, what does it really mean? Well, it means that the wages of wokeness have come back and you're having to pay the piper. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.